A new Talk Business poll released late yesterday shows Rogers mayor and GOP congressional nominee Steve Womack with a sizable lead over Democratic challenger David Whitaker in the 3rd District. In a survey conducted Wednesday, Steve Womack leads David Whitaker 55-31% among 579 likely voters in the 3rd District. Undecided voters stood at about 14%. These results follow Talk Business polls earlier this month that gave GOP candidates double-digit leads in the 1st and 2nd Arkansas congressional district races. The polls represent a joint effort between Talk Business and Hendricks College. With me on the phone is Roby Brock, publisher of Talk Business and TalkBusiness.net. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large, Roby.
Hey, good to be with you, Kyle.
Well, let's start with the 3rd District. Republicans have held this seat since 1966. I counted. That's 22 straight elections. So a Republican candidate's lead there doesn't seem to be a shock, does it?
No, it's really not. I think that there would not be any false pretenses that the Democrat would be leading the Republican in the 3rd Congressional District. Like you said, it's voted Republican since 1966. You also have Steve Womack went through a very difficult and bruising primary battle with a number of contestants. It went to a runoff with Cecile Bledsoe, and he won that hotly contested race. And David Whitaker didn't have a primary. So you would think that Steve Womack would come out of this a little bit ahead. And because of the history of the district, the demographics of the district, and the fact that he had that big primary battle and David Whitaker didn't.
The other congressional district polls that the Talk Business poll has looked at, 1st and 2nd District, have like 16 and 17-point leads for the Republican candidates. That may be a little bit more of a surprise.
Well, it is and it isn't. There's definitely a trend that we're seeing in a lot of our polling data, and we've been seeing this grow really over the course of the last year, where the discontent with Washington, D.C. politics, particularly the health care vote, seems to have generated more enthusiasm for Republicans for their candidates versus Democrats for their candidates. And most telling, something that we've been seeing in the numbers for almost a year, is that independent voters who will vote, you know, for either a Republican or a Democrat or split tickets, almost 3-1, sometimes 4-1 in some of the polling data we've seen, are siding with Republicans in this current election cycle. So the lead in the 2nd congressional district for Tim Griffin over Joyce Elliott is not that big of a surprise based on what I just mentioned right there. It is a little bit surprising that we see a double-digit lead, a 16-point lead in the 1st congressional district, whereas the 3rd district has always voted Republican. The 1st district's always voted Democrat, going back to the days of Reconstruction. It's been that long. So those numbers were a little bit of a surprise. And again, I think that that's a bit of a generic ballot trend for Republicans. And that race will be a battleground race. And so I see it tightening up quite a bit between now and Election Day.
Haven't seen a lot of money spent on campaign ads yet. It's not yet Labor Day. Could these numbers get closer?
Yeah, no, definitely they will. And not only do you have the candidates who all of the candidates in these races are raising significant sums of money, but you're going to have, particularly in the 1st and the 2nd district, you're going to have national people and political parties spending money in those races. The Republicans view both the 1st and the 2nd as a pickup seat for their party. Democrats obviously want to keep it so that they can keep their Democratic majority in Congress. So nobody's going to let either one of those seats go without a real battle. And I would expect for people in those districts to be bombarded on their radio and television airwaves with a lot of ads, positive and negative, on a lot of different candidates in those races.
Any idea if these large GOP leads, including the one that's currently being enjoyed by John Bozeman in the race for U.S. Senate against Blanche Lincoln, will those affect Arkansas constitutional races, or conversely, could Governor Beebe's perceived popularity and a traditional state that traditionally goes Democratic on constitutional offices, could that help Democrats running for Washington by the time we get to November?
Well, and state legislative races,
I think,
are being affected by this trend as well. But it kind of remains to be seen. This is a bit unprecedented. I've said a couple of times that, you know, the old Tip O'Neill phrase, all politics is local, in this election cycle, it appears that all local politics is national. The Democratic brand is very much tied to what's been going on with the Obama administration and the U.S. Congress, since the Democratic Party controls both houses. And this dissatisfaction that we're seeing in the polling data from voters, and mind you, they're not supportive of Republicans as a whole either. I mean, they think that Republicans in Congress are almost as dismal as Democrats in Congress. But it still speaks to the need that they want change, and they're not happy with the change they got going from Republican to Democrat. And I think that you're going to see some voters want to pull back from Democrat to Republican, say, this isn't what I bargained for either. Now, will it be enough to impact the U.S. Congress as a whole in terms of who rules? I don't know. But filtering that down to the state level, as your question indicated, it really remains to be seen. Mike Beebe has a huge war chest and is very popular with his job approval rating, but that has not translated necessarily to the same size lead in the polling data that we've seen. There's about a 15 to 20% drop-off between his job approval rating and whether or not people would reelect him. And so, you know, there are going to be some people that I think go in and just vote a straight Republican ticket to, A, send a signal, and, B, because they feel that Republicans may take the country and the state in a different direction, in a direction they want to see it go. It will be up to those Democratic candidates at the local level and at the state level to really spend enough money to communicate that, you know, I'm not part of this Washington, D.C. problem that you're angry about. Look at the record that I have here. Look at what we've done for the state of Arkansas, and reward our leadership because of those merits and because of that history, not because you're upset with what's going on in Washington.
If, realizing we're more than 9 weeks away from Election Day, the GOP leads hold in the Senate and congressional races, this would be unprecedented in Arkansas political history.
It would, and I mean, it would definitely be a potential turning point for the Republican Party in Arkansas to truly achieve, you know, the two-party status that it's gone after for so long. And I think you're going to see the Republicans make some gains at the state house level too, just because there are some uncontested races, seats that are currently held by Democrats that a Republican is already the nominee and is going to win. There are some competitive seats where there are just some very strong Republican candidates versus some Democratic candidates. So there's no doubt they're going to pick up some gains there. But yeah, I think that if all of this swings like it is trending at this point in time, you're going to see, you know, several new federal elected officials on the Republican side, certainly at the state house level, and who knows how much further that might trickle down. But it is going to bolster the Republicans' hopes that they might be a more formidable political force statewide. It will take them into some areas of the state that they've traditionally not done very well in. Again, if all of this holds up, and like we said earlier, these races are definitely going to tighten, and they won't win every seat that they're contesting, but it'll make people a little bit more comfortable with the Republican brand, and I think that that will set them up for potential more gains going forward. And you got to think too, Kyle, you've got redistricting coming up, and there's going to be more seats coming to Northwest Arkansas, which is a Republican stronghold, and those seats are going to be taken away from the traditional Democratic seats in the Delta. And so, you know, 2 years and 4 years from now, there's going to be even more potential for more Republican-oriented seats to add to any gains they make this cycle.
Roby Brock is publisher of TalkBusiness.net and the magazine Talk Business Quarterly. The Talk Business poll is done in conjunction with Hendricks College. Roby, as always, thanks.
Great to be with you, Kyle.